Not all podcasters are created equal. This is the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to Green Gab, a place to gab with women and men, rocking it in green, green homes, green living, and green companies. And I'm Marla Esser, the Green Home Coach. I've got my beautiful co-host, Tony Pratt, here from the sound room.
Beautiful. Who? Where? Huh?
Well, you know, it's green.
Somebody else here?
It's green, so it's all beautiful.
Okay.
Hey, why don't you introduce our guest today?
Well, excellent. It's my pleasure to introduce my friend Kate Ewing from Mosby Building Arts. It is a design-build contractor here in St. Louis.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I know Kate from the HBA. She's also on PWBC, I believe, with you.
Yeah, but...
But yet you really...
Yeah,
your
but.
Paths really haven't crossed to where you've known each other that well. Yet you're both sorority sisters. So I find a little irony here.
Okay, so in full disclosure, Kate and I not only are both members of Pi Beta Phi.
Pi
Ching Ching, Pi Phi. Kate and I worked in Pi Phi headquarters at the same time. So I look her up, looking up her picture. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. We were in there a very short time, I finally figured out.
And we somehow don't remember each other.
I vaguely do, but well, God, that was just killing
I'm
me.
I'm so glad that I could bring the two of you together. You're welcome.
Thanks, Tony, for making sorority connections.
Hey, it is a small world, right?
Yes, especially in St. Louis.
Oh my gosh, I know. All your circles just kind of collapse upon each other the more you know people. And here we are in the building industry together in many facets of the Home Builders Association. And for our listeners, y'all have started catching on. Y'all's still there from Oklahoma. The Home Builders Association has been a wonderful, wonderful resource. And many of the people that Tony and I know and that have come on the show have been people we know through the Home Builders Association. And what's so funny about it, and I think this kind of applies to you, Kate, is a lot of them really don't consider themselves green in their job.
Exactly. And a lot of them truly are doing green or sustainable work.
They just don't call it by that.
They don't. Yeah. It's just what you do.
Yeah. To them, it's either a better process or just a better finished product, not so much a mission or a philosophy.
Definitely. Definitely. And I think we see that a lot now, that a lot of the companies have gotten away from marketing themselves as green once that became a little overused and are really going back to the roots of just doing things the right way the first time, which is one thing we at Mosby really pride ourselves on.
The only issue I've got to figure out how to get over with that is that too many homeowners think they know a lot more than they really know. Sorry, if you're a homeowner listening. But yeah, the internet has definitely contributed to that because...
Oh, yeah. It's made us all experts in nothing.
Yeah, exactly. We think we're experts in everything. Jane of all trades, master of none. Mm-hmm. But I know one of the things that fascinated me, Kate, is you actually live in a home renovated by someone I know and I've known for a long time who specializes in energy efficient historic renovations.
I do.
And so that's got to be so
fun. It was the perfect find for me because I love old architecture, but I don't necessarily like the bills associated with the typical old architecture with inefficient windows and poor insulation. So finding this home...
If any.
Finding this home is great. I've been there almost 5 years and it's held up very well. You know, again, the sustainable design is really just doing things right the first time. I've made a few changes since being there, but...
So,
haven't had too much work.
Patty with Tiger Lily is who renovated your home, and she's been a friend of mine for a long time. And she really pours her heart and soul into her homes. They are her babies. That she's kind of like the foster mother, and she's preparing them for their forever home. But it's so much fun. I had an opportunity to video some of the early process of one of the homes she did a couple of years ago. And it was so fun to walk through with her. She was imagining... showing me where everything was going to go and how this wall was going to go away and this was going to be here. And amazing creativity and the capacity for her to see all that in her head just blew me away because I am not that way at all.
Well, after I signed the contract on my house, both sets of real estate agents let me look at the before pictures, which they wouldn't let me do while
until
I was
afterwards.
Looking at the home.
Ah, that was smart, though, because they're usually in pretty rough shape.
Yes, it was in very rough shape, but the transformation was amazing. It was very well done. The really unique thing about Patty was she's also a preservationist, as
yes.
you know. So she tries to save everything that she can in a home. Most of it, I will say, she did a great job, and saving it worked. There were a few things that, from an energy standpoint, from 1904, maybe shouldn't have been saved. So I've been fortunate since I've joined Mosby, since buying the home. I have had the windows and doors replaced, so they're a little more energy efficient and are keeping the home to kind of Patty's vision of being green and sustainable.
So is that one Energy Star certified?
She did not apply for
that one. I know she doesn't for all of them. I know she uses the same principles for
all of them.
Well,
I think you and I talked about that when we had coffee. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, why put the money toward the actual certification process when you can take it and maybe build it up to a little higher standard?
Right. To me, that's more important than a designation.
Right.
Yeah, the one thing that we've been finding with having the designations is that it does help for resale because you don't have to rely on auditing or, you know, going through the home. There's actually a third party that says it's there. But I'll take it any way we can get it. Like, just go for it. It's good. It's
just
good.
Just because you don't have the plaque or the certificate or whatever, you know, you have the home that's built to those specs.
Yes.
And you know
it. And I'm not paying taxes, so I'm not selling it anytime soon.
Right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. If you're not paying taxes, why? No.
No. Well, is that because of the historic credits on it?
Was it a 10-year abatement on it?
Yes, she received the 10-year abatement because of the rehab.
So explain how that works a little bit, because that may be something unfamiliar to a lot of folks.
You know, I'm probably going to get it slightly wrong, but City Hall was very helpful when I moved in. You have to apply for it prior to starting a rehab, from what I understand.
I knew that.
You know, give City Hall your plans and what you anticipate doing, and what they do is they basically assess at the time you start the renovation, what the tax rate would have been. And then after they inspect and find out that you've actually done all the work you said you were going to do and it's up to standards, you've pulled the permits, followed the codes, then they give the homeowner the extension on the abatement once they purchase the home.
So that abatement is, I believe, separate from historic credits? Or do you know?
I'm not sure on that.
I
think
it
might be.
It is different.
Because you get historic tax credits.
Mm-hmm. Chance, the way it really works, I worked with a lot of developers in the early to mid-2000s that basically built their business off of the historic tax credits. So the historic tax credit, I believe, goes to the original developer.
That's what I thought.
As they're building it.
Okay.
And it's like a little extra margin in reality when they actually sell the home that they've built or remodeled to the home purchaser.
And then the tax abatement goes to the home purchaser.
So it benefits both parties. So it's a great way for preservation of historic properties because both parties have a piece in it and they have something to gain from it. So
I think the historic tax code's 10%.
I'm not sure of the amount.
Yeah, I want to say 10%.
But I know in St. Louis City particularly, and in a lot of cities where they're really pushing to redevelop the inner urban areas, this is a tool that they're using a lot of them.
Oh, they were using it in Benton Park, in Fox Park, in Tower Grove. I mean, this South
I've got
Grand.
A client in Denver that's using it as well, and some of the things. But she's doing new construction, but she's still doing it in a development area, so she's getting some things.
Yeah, it's a really good benefit.
Yeah, it's great. And we have so much beautiful architecture here to preserve.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That it's a great way to do it. Okay, so you're not going to believe this, but we are already at a break, so hang tight and we'll come back and gab green some more.
Thought about a career in voiceover? Need a great, cost-effective on-hold message for your organization or business? Don't know where to start? Check out The Voice Farm, your one-stop shop for voiceover needs. Check it out now by accessing The Voice Farm at voicefarmers.com. And see what difference can be made with a company that is truly outside the box. From the Voice Box, voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
Don't miss the next episode of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't just a television show now on ABC. It's a great new podcast available at agentsofshield.tv. Only on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Poker's been around a long time. The memories, the cards, the money, the players, it all makes for an outstanding experience. But where can you get true knowledge, tips, tricks, and detail? Don't miss the next episode of Two Guys Talking Poker, where poker zealots Vic Porcelli and Andy Kazin interview poker greats like Michael the Grinder Mizrachi, Alan Chainsaw Kessler, Greg Fosselman Raymer, and many more. Add on superb hand analysis and poker industry news, and you've got the Two Guys Talking Poker podcast. Check it out now at twoguystalkingpoker.com. That's twoguystalkingpoker.com.
Well, we just keep the gabbing on here. I tell you what, there is nothing funnier than three green Greek alums sitting in a room together gabbing. Oh my gosh, I got all that out in one sentence.
All the stories offline. They need to stay offline.
Yeah, well, be careful with that, right?
Thank God we don't have that video camera in here.
It's we get some interesting stories about past college days going sometimes, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it's all good. Actually, the sorority experience, and for you, the fraternity experience, was a really great foundation for networking and business. I mean, do you find that, Kate?
Definitely. And that's one thing I teach in the evenings. And that's one thing I really express to my students is that the best thing they can do for their careers is to continue networking and to stay in touch with their sorority sisters or their classmates and their professors and to really work on building those relationships.
Back when I worked, or I guess we worked, at Pi Phi headquarters, and one of the things that we would really help the young ladies in the sorority understand is that when you're out recruiting, help other young women understand the importance of what you get to do, because it is a privilege of what you get to do in this organization by reaching out to others, networking, and carrying forth the philanthropy and the ideas. And we get to have a lot of fun doing it.
Very true.
Well, I think for a lot of us, that was really our first experience with marketing, human resources,
that's
philanthropy
so true.
Work.
Yeah, that is so true. If you can't tell, we got a few advocates here in the room. Okay, so you touched on the fact that you teach at Lindenwood.
I do. I'm an adjunct professor at Lindenwood for their evening undergraduate program and an adjunct professor at Webster University for their graduate marketing program.
Very fun. And I know you did a program, I can't remember if it was NARI or HBA or something, not too long ago, and I couldn't make it. And I just really, really wanted to hear you present.
Well, she did do the one for the HBA.
Yes.
Very good program, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I've done a few. I think Tony was at my search engine optimization
Yes.
one.
Yes, that was one I wanted to make. Mm-hmm. So how did you get into the whole marketing piece, and what's your role now with all of this?
Right now, I am the marketing manager for Mosby Building Arts, and I've been with them since about 2013. I started in marketing years and years ago. I actually started my career in fashion, which is seemingly unrelated to home remodeling, but there is a tie in eventually.
I see a lot of similarities there.
So worked in fashion for several years, and then I've worked, you know, with you at Pi Phi headquarters briefly when I dabbled in nonprofit, and then switched over to biotech for several years in educational marketing, and then landed at Mosby, actually through mutual friends, made the introduction between me and Mosby, and it worked out, so I've been there happily. And, you know, on the side, I do some rental properties and have rehabbed some properties of my own. So really for me, Mosby and the work they do was kind of the intersection of my side projects with rental properties and property management and that fashion background. So for me, it's really been a perfect fit of kind of combining that first career I wanted with what I'm doing now.
Isn't it funny how when you look back, everything makes sense, but
yes.
when you're looking forward, you have no idea
right.
how
no
this
clue.
Is all going to work.
I think it all comes full circle.
I know. That was something I think I felt like a grown-up when I finally figured that out. Okay, never mind. I'll never grow up.
How does that feel?
Well, you know, life makes sense when you look backwards, right?
Yeah.
Because you see where all the pieces fit into place. So.
I'm going to take your word for that.
Well, you know, we wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for our past.
Okay,
I'm getting profound on you. I'll stop. So talk a little bit more about what you get to do at Mosby. I know marketing is a big word and it encompasses a lot of things. So
I handle the marketing strategy and budgeting for our Mosby Design Build division, as well as our Exteriors by Mosby and Right Bath by Mosby. So we've really expanded so we can help our customers in every segment. I work with an amazing staff. We have two client experience coordinators. They work with taking calls from clients who are looking to set appointments, who have questions, who'd like to attend our seminars. So any client communication goes through them. They also handle all of our social media and our e-marketing. And then we have a wonderful marketing coordinator. She does all of our blogging and our website content, as well as all of our public relations. So she's our PR guru and sends, I think she sends one press release out a week. So it's pretty amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
So can we clone her?
We have a lot going on in marketing.
Can we borrow her?
Yeah. No joke. Yeah, you do. You mm-hmm. do. You know, Mosby is, I've known Scott for a long time. They do so much. They're so all-encompassing and so holistic, I guess, is really a better way to think about it. And y'all truly can do pretty much anything in an existing home. And I don't know that a lot of firms can really, other firms specialize, and they're all good business models. Mm-hmm. They're just different business models. But that was always something that I found so fascinating about the way that Mosby presents itself to the market. Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the reasons that we expanded and added Right Bath by Mosby and Exteriors by Mosby, because we found a lot of our homeowners were looking for that quicker bathroom remodel, or were looking for recommendations for exteriors companies and didn't necessarily realize that we had the capabilities for those things. So
we
expanded and pulled those out as separate business units to better communicate with homeowners that we are capable of doing that work. And we still have the Mosby brand and the Mosby warranty behind it.
Gotcha. Explain Right Bath a little bit more. I love this concept. I saw it, I guess, a few years ago when y'all brought it out at the home show, but this is a cool concept.
It is. So Right Bath is our one-week bathroom. We can be in and out of your home in roughly 1 week. And what our Right Bath team has done is they've really pulled the selections that make the most sense for a 5x7, 5x8 type bathroom. So it's a little more out of the box. There's not as much design to it as if you were to use Mosby for a design build bathroom. But this works well for a lot of homeowners. It's really good for a partial bath or for a guest bathroom where you don't necessarily need that design element, but you do want a nice-looking, sustainable, long-lasting bathroom where you can, as a homeowner, be very confident that the work was done right. So we don't do any cover-up work. We'll tear the whole bathroom out down to the studs. We pull permits. We make sure everything's up to code and put it back together. So they're really nice looking. And there's definitely ways that if a homeowner does want to upgrade from some of those standard selections, they can upgrade.
Okay.
If there's part of the bathroom that they want to leave, we can certainly work with the homeowners and work around that as well. So if it's not a full Right Bath, we can work with you.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned that it was a long-lasting, sustainable bathroom model. What makes it so?
Just like on the Mosby design build side, we use high-quality products. So they're all manufacturers that we've vetted and that we trust the products. With Right Bath, we use a lot of Kohler products. We use Onyx. We follow the same Mosby processes. So it's our same Mosby crews. They're Right Bath crews, but they're trained to Mosby standards. And we do offer the 10-year warranty for Right Bath as well. So if a homeowner chooses to use Right Bath, they can be confident if anything is wrong with the workmanship, we'll come back and take care of it.
That alone says so much for the durability
Absolutely.
And the long-lasting of it. There's not too many people that will guarantee their work for 10 years.
No, especially if they do it in a week.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like extreme show, right?
Yeah, usually you're expecting a pickup truck to show up and then leave.
Leave right
Yeah,
away.
I learned a lot of those lessons the hard way with some of the things we did in our old home. So you don't want to learn any more of those.
No.
You have to. You just hope that it all works out. And it does. So, mm-hmm. So in a bathroom, for instance, you're right. I mean, I'd love the idea that y'all just make selections and processes that make so much more sense and contribute to
the
overall longevity. I think so many people forget that durability and longevity are still key principles of green and sustainability.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the idea is if it has a long life cycle, then it's not going into a landfill every 10 years.
You don't have to
years.
Replace it, right?
No. And, you know, not only from a green standpoint, but just from a stress standpoint.
I know, a life standpoint.
I don't want to remodel my bathroom every 3 years.
I know. Well, hey, we're going to take a break again and be right back.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can, with Perpetual Advertising. Here's how it works. Magazine, radio, and television ads are efforts that people might see or hear once, and then they're lost forever. Perpetual Advertising provides you with the chance for repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, even years after it's originally inserted inside a podcast. So even after your advertising is included in a podcast years ago, those efforts are still impactful, providing you with true return on investment, real impact, thanks to perpetual advertising. Are you ready to change the way you and your company or organization advertises? Find out more and launch a unique perpetual advertising effort right now by visiting twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
Hi, this is Art Maines from Scammercast.com, where we educate, inform, and protect our elders and those who care for them on the Two Guys Talking podcast network.
Looking for a straightforward user interface and a cost-effective, feature-filled multi-track recording software? Call off the search! Mixcraft from Acoustica has exactly what you're looking for. It's time to include reliable audio creation and editing software with real punch into your projects. Check out Mixcraft now over at acoustica.com/mixcraft and start a new generation of audio creation and editing today.
Back to Gavin Green with Kate of Mosby Building Arts. Okay, we got to quit cracking up on the brakes so much.
That's the best part.
I know it is.
You need behind the scenes.
I know.
No, we don't. No,
if
we
ever did a blooper reel, we'd be in trouble.
Actually, we could probably sell the behind
we
the scenes.
We probably could sell it. You're right. You're right.
New moneymaker.
This whole topic of green homes has a lot of emotion behind it in a lot of cases. And I've actually been pulled aside by a friend of mine who I will say was probably a little more on the conservative side than I did. And he was all worried about what I was doing in this green stuff. And I finally looked at him. I said, are you like concerned that I'm too liberal or that I'm going to like go off on the left wing or something? And he said, well, yeah. He was an older friend, considerably older than my parents, actually. And I said, well, you know, you remember the Depression and you waste not, want not. And you just used what you had wisely and left something for the next person. And so that's pretty much what green's all about. And he kind of just looked at me and he went, really? I said, yeah, it really has nothing to do with all this other stuff that people have loaded on. It's kind of like a Senate bill, right? They just keep tacking on all the other stuff.
We could have a podcast on the politics of green.
Oh my, we could have a whole series
and
of podcasts.
And kind of demystifying the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But at any rate, it's a loaded word, but for a little five-letter word, it holds a lot of meaning. So we'll
very
stick
true.
With it for the time being. But what we were gabbing about on the break was, so we brought this show on to really help women who make so many decisions around a home anyway, understand the benefits and the value that green could bring to their homes. The comfort, the safety, the health. And that's something all of us as homeowners and as professionals in the industry really want to promote, mm-hmm. whether or not it has the word green around it or not. But so we were talking a little bit about your sales process and how that relates and how you can tie in the green element. So I love what you were telling me about how your sales process works.
Right. Yeah. And what we were chatting about on the break was, you know, does it translate well if we have female clients with a male sales consultant? And, you know, for me, I've worked in a lot of male-dominated industries. And quite honestly, Mosby is one of the most forward-thinking companies I've worked for. And gender differences are really a non-issue with Mosby. And what we've done, I do too. It's very refreshing. What we've really done, we've taken a lot of strides to take that out of the equation. I wouldn't even say they're strides. They kind of come natural to us. You know Scott, so you know how he is.
Yep.
But what we do from a sales process is when a client calls in, male or female, our client intake team spends a lot of time talking to them and really getting to know them. We've also done DISC assessments on our entire staff, you know, everybody in the whole company.
And explain DISC real quick, just in case someone's not familiar with the term.
DISC is the personality profile that really just shows what personality tendencies are stronger for an individual. So it's not good or bad. It's just what you have higher tendencies to do or higher tendencies to like from a personality standpoint. And what our intake team does is they try to match the client with the consultant who is the best fit for not only their project type, but their personality.
So smart.
Which is great. And it takes gender out of the equation. And then from there, our sales consultants or designers, whoever may be going on that appointment, will schedule a first call with the homeowner. And then they'll call them prior to the appointment. It's usually a few days before. And it's really just a get to know you phone call. So they'll review some of the questions our intake team has asked, and they'll get to know them on a little deeper level and just start to build that relationship.
That relationship piece is what I love. And I think so many people, when they're doing work on their home, thinks in terms of, I have to find the lowest cost provider. And the moment, and I've done this before, and every time it's bit me in the backside, because when you pick lowest cost, you get what you pay for.
You do.
And what I'm hearing from you, and I'm going to guess that your not only your retention rate, but your return rate is extremely high.
Yes.
Because y'all have relationships.
We have a lot of repeat business.
Y'all have a lot
of referrals from happy clients. And that's, if you think about it, somebody's in your home, and as you mentioned, we want to feel safe. So you do, you really want to know who's coming in your home every day and working on your home, especially if you have kids or pets, or if you're working from home by yourself and you're the only person there, you do want to feel safe and secure. So for us, it really is about building relationships. And if you've heard our owner, Scott Mosby, talk, he always talks about bringing everybody into the Mosby family. Yeah. And that's something that we really do live by every day. And we treat every associate who works for us and every client we work for as part of the Mosby family.
Well, and I think we all want to work with people that we get and that get us.
People we know, we like, and we trust.
Yes.
And that's, so where that circles back around to the whole idea of quote unquote green is that I find so many people want the attributes and the benefits of green, yet they don't know that's what they're asking for. And so what I hear from you is by developing a relationship with these people, you're able to help them assess their priorities and the benefits so they see for themselves why it all matters.
We really help them determine kind of what they want and also what they need. And we try to provide the most complete solutions for any problem or any want that a homeowner might have. So if they're saying that they just want a countertop replaced, our team will really tell them if there's something beyond that countertop that should be replaced to make sure we're doing it the right way. And I think that's important for homeowners to understand, and whether or not they always choose to do the full solution, we're always educating homeowners on what the best complete solution for their home is.
So at least if they do take a different tack, they know what they may be leaving on the table. That's smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. Well, then
you know, we really do like the education side of things. So,
well, that's how you become a trusted partner.
Yeah.
Which is exactly up my alley, and it's up the sound room's alley. That's exactly how we all run.
Yeah, our owner is always big on, you know, the minute you become a trusted advisor, that customer will never go anywhere else.
Well, and I know for the first few years I was in business, so much of what I have learned has been as I've worked with people and people that have taken me under their wing and have taught me this, because I didn't come up through this through the building route. I came up through the book learning route, if you will, and the certification route. But every project I've been on, I've had really great mentors. Now I'm to the point where, okay, I really do know something. And the more I know, the more I know I don't know.
And the more dangerous you become.
Yeah, well, that's scary, isn't it? Yeah. So, but there is a lot to know. And homes are very complex. I think we as homeowners completely underestimate the complexity of our home. I think we have a little bit of an ostrich in the sand approach to our homes. Yeah. Because it's like, I just, if I don't look, I won't know. And then I don't have to tell and I don't have to deal with it. And
well, I think we as homeowners, we think back to the homes we grew up in and think it's still the same.
That is a really good point. And they are so far more complex.
Exactly. But
our life is far more complex.
But our mental understanding is, well, it's always been like this because I've been living in homes ever since I was, you know, a little baby. And this is how it's always been.
Oh, that's my mother. Every time, why can't it still be this way? And I'm like, Mom, it's just not. It's, I mean, I know you want it back, but it's not going to happen. Sorry, Mom.
When there's so many more contractors today that it's really hard to know who to trust and who will do things the right way for you.
Well, and what I love about what I hear you saying, Kate, is that the word green never comes up in your conversation because I know that it's buried in doing things the right way. The choices of products, the choices of processes, and the way that y'all treat your clients and your customers as part of the family. And I, you know, I'm proud to say that I know y'all and that you're part of the St. Louis community. So I thank you for what you do.
I think
it's a tremendous asset to the community. I have not yet had a Mosby improvement on my home. And I don't know that I'll get a chance.
Do you do work
you
in
Oklahoma
City? You
never say never. Yeah, I know. Maybe, right?
Guest appearance. Sorry.
There you go. Well, Kate, we definitely want to talk more. We talked about talking on the design side, so we'll look forward to doing that in the future if y'all will come back.
We will. We'll send a designer for you.
And any more information, greenhomecoach.com. Check it out for more information about the podcast have a blessed day and signing off at Green Gab.